Our physical activity guidelines are getting a rewrite. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michael Lamont, research associate professor in the Department of Epidemiology and Environmental Health at the University at Buffalo, discusses these new rules, especially for older adults.
Physical activity guidelines for Americans suggest that people engage in moderate to vigorous activity in order to reap health benefits, including reduced risk of death. These recommendations have applied to all adults. But many older adults are not able to achieve this level of physical activity because of poor physical conditioning or existing health conditions. Promoting only moderate to vigorous activity for healthy lifestyles may be wrong, at least in later life. My colleagues and I conducted a study on more than 6,000 women ages 63 to 99, and the results tell us that there's a new message we should be sending to older adults. Every movement counts. In our study, women who participated in light physical activity for 30 minutes a day had a 12% reduction in mortality risk. Many of the women were simply being active around the home, going out to the mailbox, folding clothes, sweeping the floor, casual walking, and the like. Our study shows for the first time in older women that physical activity, even at levels below guideline recommendations, can yield positive health benefits. That finding, that even light physical activity can reduce the risk of death, that doing something is better than doing nothing, is significant. In an aging society, promoting light activity as an alternative to prolonged sedentary time has important public health relevance.
That was Michael Lamont of the University at Buffalo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.